Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Last Cast podcast. This beautiful day in April. What have we got? The 7th? Is that what today is? This is Jamie Manus, one of your humble servants for the Last Cast podcast. Triumphant fish fry last night. Man, that was delicious. After talking out on the patio, I think Ike was there. I realized I had had beer batter in my life before, but never this much at once. And it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, man. Yeah, there was like, I got really drunk just from the leftover beer every time I had to whip up a new batch.
Oh, I could tell you were pretty toasted. But yeah. the thing I think that, you know, was profoundly ironic is like, and I don't know if it's willful, but your particular level of bullshit is so refined and so high grade that I think people forget, it gets to a certain point where people can't perceive the other layers, where I was just like, this dude is on an amazing tear right now.
Oh my god, I didn't remember any of that.
When you were talking about Rocco's Basilisk.
Oh, that's a real thing.
I know, but I mean, but you were, you know, just, you're just bald-faced, you know, advocacy for all of it was just, like, the best.
Well, that's because I'm a philosophy major, so, like, when you get right down to it,
yeah,
I don't think any of us exist, and I think it is morally necessary for future AIs to torture us to death repeatedly for infinity.
Sure, sure.
I mean,
some might argue that they've succeeded.
Well, we've got the opposite sides that we usually do. We can do it this way if you want, just for once.
Oh, me in front?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, yeah, whatever you want to do.
I mean, we're not going to be really using this canoe much.
I got no problem. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Hey, you know what? I'm fine being in the back.
You're fine?
Yeah, I like your anchor work.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go straight with the dragon tail.
I'm looking forward to seeing that happen.
Goodbye.
That's right, listeners. We're at the fish fry, probably the best fish fry that's happened, I think.
I think this is the third one.
Eclectic guest-wise and delicious food-wise. I was talking to our friend Christy Sorensen, celebrity archivist and fishing team, last podcast listener and fan. She said one of her favorite parts of one of the episodes was listening to us discuss different flies and trying to figure out if they were fake names. She's like, is there a fly called a squirmy wormy? Oh, yeah, there is. Yeah,
trying to figure out if they're a fake name.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Well, if we were just being sarcastic.
Yeah, if we were just being, like, yeah.
That's a really tough call. I don't know if I'd be able to figure that out most of the time that we're talking. I've got a monkey pile over here on the end of the mainest jig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should say to our last cast podcast listeners, that
you can email us questions at ask@lastcastpodcast.com to see if it is indeed a fake name that we've given you for
yeah,
a fly.
Yeah, if you want to know something for real, you know, let us know. And we are we're fishing today, and hopefully
fishing and hopefully catching
in what we like to call the undisclosed location. Oh crap! Let me get resituated.
Oh sure.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So, we should say to our listeners that we are at the undisclosed location.
That's correct, the undisclosed location.
This is, we're going to be, throughout this podcast, I'm going to be adding fake background noises to make it more difficult to locate where we are.
Sure. Shout out to the, was it Ron Rosenbauer?
Tom Rosenbauer
of the Orvis podcast. Actually read one of Matthew's emails on the podcast, and I know
I've had one of my fanboy emails read before on a podcast, and it's pretty great.
All right. I am going to put on my big black woolly bugger that I tied.
And we also don't know if it's going to be a fly fishing day or a light or an ultralight spinning day. Oh, there we go. Oh, I got a hit right there. Black woolly bugger. Got a split shot on it. Or one of its. Oh, there we go. All right.
Whoa, what is that?
Oh, big green sunfish.
Nice.
All right, big old fatty. Since one of our, to the Last Cast podcast arsenal here, is our new scale. And I'm going to weigh this big sunfish.
Mm-hmm.
See what we get. .65, so a little over half a pound.
All right.
And let's see. And also, listeners, a personal victory for me. That's the first time I've caught a fish on a fly that I tied.
Oh, nice. That is really nice. It was like practically the first cast.
Eight and a half inches, a little over half a pound. And thanks to Matthew for giving me the fly tying kit, and walking me through tying that particular pattern. And dreams do come true, listener.
It's an extra thrill when you tie it yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. It's like, hey, I can do something that doesn't send fish running in the other direction.
Mm-hmm. Empowering.
Exactly. Still doing the dragon tail?
Yeah. I was going to try it a few times. Kind of think it might be overpowered for the UL.
Right. Still a little bit early in the day, but we are, we're well positioned. I feel like to have a really good day out here.
It was a really terrible day.
Yeah. Also, as we're keeping it light, listeners, we are literally working without a net today. So.
It's true. I considered putting it in.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's gonna.
We'll be okay.
That's gonna jinx us worse than your net. Yeah, your scale there.
Which the jinx has been rude from because I caught a fish and weighed and measured with it.
Mm. That's true. By the laws of jinxing.
That's right.
You're now in the clear.
The curse is lifted.
Also, I am using my lucky NASCAR Monster Energy Drink hat.
It's a fine hat.
It is appropriate for an audience with the Queen of NASCAR.
When you mentioned it on the solo podcast, we haven't really come up with a name for our mini-sodes, minnows.
I like minnow. That was pretty good. That was good off the cuff naming
Minnow's
there.
Pretty good, yeah. Matthew was fishing in North Carolina and caught a couple of real nice channel catfish on cheese, if I remember correctly.
Cheese and hot dogs.
Cheese and hot dogs, yeah. You mentioned finding that hat, and I really thought it was going to be something that was like. I'm surprised. What I'm saying is, I'm surprised that it is in as good a condition as it is.
There was like little bits of like felt coming off the underside of the brim. I kind of trimmed those.
Good. So far, not a lot of top water action. Maybe a little bit early for that.
A little bit of a breeze, and top water is better with. True. But I mean, I don't know, we really haven't done. I mean, like we haven't thrown many top waters.
That's correct.
So
that's been very, like, if you had a pie chart of all the fish that we've caught, that would be a pretty slim slice of the pie.
What was that? Got one?
Maybe. I'm not sure if I got a hit or not. Working a kind of a textbook weed line here. I don't know what those aquatic plants are, but we've got a casting towards some bulrushes here with very nice and green.
Mm-hmm.
What are you putting on? What do you got on there now?
Foam spider.
Sweet. See if that gets any play.
It's This isn't the best spot historically for the foam spider, though.
Right.
Maybe when we move on. In fact, this isn't, in general, like necessarily the best spot.
Yeah. There usually is, right around this little corner here, a bed of particularly pissed off big sunfish.
They're mamas.
They're, yeah, just ready to go nuts, like a single mom at a Chuck E. Cheese who's protecting her kids.
From bears.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. It's got to be worth something. Come on.
Oh, come on. Matthew just laid in a perfect cast.
It was like underneath the reeds.
Yeah.
On the edge. Nothing. Nothing.
I had my one hit. That was about it.
Mm-hmm.
My prediction...
That's all you get.
...is... my prediction is that we will see, as we get closer to sundown,
mm-hmm.
we're going to get...
Which I should point out is like 4 or 5 hours away.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if we're going to be out here that long.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know.
We'll see, yeah. It's really got to start giving if we're, you know, going to do that.
Maybe we should move it up to that honey hole.
Gotcha.
Let me get this in.
And speaking of bears, I slept like one last night.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. Didn't turn the heat on.
Uh-huh.
Got down to about 65 in our house.
Oh, geez.
Oh, man, it was great.
Yeah, that might be the last time that happens for a while.
Yeah, it's going to be a while. You're right, though. Maybe just be a little bit early to be here. Usually when the air and the water is this temperature, we found that our go-to lure is a white roadrunner.
Hmm.
And it may turn out that that's what we need to do. But,
Oh, son of a...
I don't know if we've got the E yet, but stick around, listeners. We're going to get that explicit rating. Usually it's me that delivers that word.
I usually have my...
Oh,
remember, don't go for the jugular.
Ah, crap. Almost hooked Matthew. Definitely a party foul. Not to be done.
Foul hooking.
Yeah. To wit.
So it only counts if I take it in the mouth.
Oh,
yeah, you hit me again.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Shan. All
right, I gotta settle down.
Oops.
What's the word? Really scourging the water, really flagellating the water.
Yes, like Xerxes flagellating the Bosphorus Straits.
Mm.
A little classical reference there.
Like that.
Oh, there we go.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Glow in the dark squirmy wormy, man.
Glow in the dark squirmy.
Yep.
Here's Matthew bringing in. We don't know what yet. I'm thinking it's a sunfish.
Whoa. Yeah, uh-oh. This feels like one. Oh, wow. He's like, he's doing circles here.
Boy, that's a, look at that
that's
one.
That's a fatty.
Yes.
All right, we're going to weigh him?
Sure. It's kind of hard, especially with those sunfish, to kind of wedge that hook in there.
Oh, it's kind of, I don't want to have to put, I mean, do I have to like put?
You can kind of wedge it in there without poking it through.
Really? Like kind of like underneath the.
Yeah, you just have to get a weight like kind of quick. It's not super accurate because you're supposed to leave it on there for a while.
Yeah. I'm just going to let them go.
All right.
That's good enough.
The green sunfish was a little easier to suss out
because
he had a big mouth.
Sure.
Yeah. And I will say, listeners, that was an approximate weight. All right. Glow-in-the-dark squirmy wormy, saving the day again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dang.
Whoa.
Big one. Yeah, Matthew's starting to light him up.
Whoa. All right, I'm going to take a picture of this one.
All right. Beauty. What is that, a big red breast? Okay.
Good old-fashioned bluegill.
I think even as me, as a... myself, even as a very beginning fly tire, that I could probably tie a squirmy wormy.
Yeah, didn't I show you, or did we not get to
we
that
did
point?
Not do a squirmy wormy. You showed me how to do woolly boogers, three woolly boogers, and we did a foam spider.
Oh, okay.
That I couldn't find.
Probably
sticking in some bag of feathers somewhere. I just couldn't find it. I thought I put all my finished flies in the same spot.
Right.
See if your luck holds out with this glow-in-the-dark squirmy wormy.
Well, I've got a bunch. I mean,
a fish that, I mean, you know, a fly that looks like nothing.
What? The squirmy wormy looks like nothing?
I mean, it's, what, you know, what does it represent in nature? Nothing.
There's like worms in nature, I think.
I guess so. But yeah, squirmy but it, glow in the dark?
Yeah, I don't know about the glow in the dark.
It's crazy. I think it just beguiles the fish, and they're just like, I need to eat that.
I mean, the way I think it's like, you know, once it gets down a couple of feet, like, that's just going to make it pop.
Yeah.
You know, if it's like actually fluorescing a little
bit. They can zero in on it, yeah.
Yeah. Be easier for them to, yeah, find it at distance.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. I don't know. It seems to work on these warm water fish when the water's cold.
And trout.
Yeah, and trout to a lesser extent. I don't know. Like, but then it's like everything to a lesser extent as far as like the voraciousness of bluegills is concerned, you know?
Oh, sure.
That's got to be worth something. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Come on. A little slow to pick up, but, you know, Matthew got a couple of very nice sunfish.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a 2-1, so no losers today.
Yeah. Yeah, I told you I think I saw, like, a couple of guys fishing here the other day.
Yeah, and, you know, I've seen the occasional bobber and other things.
Oh, yeah, stuck up somewhere.
Yeah, but I'll also say that I still, even though we have seen evidence of other people, I still think that this place is pretty low pressure.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, I'm just thinking that the whole point of this being an undisclosed location is that it is so small.
You know?
And it's like, it's not like Lake Walter E. Long where you could say, hey, come on, everybody, let's go to Walter E. Long. You know, it's like it needs, you know, people representing it and, you know, like local government, basically, you know?
Uh-huh.
But it, like, this is like, whoa, my gosh. It almost pulled the rod out of my hand. Oh,
Matthew's into something decent, y'all. I think we got our first bass.
It could be, could
may
be.
May just be a puppy,
well,
but I think...
No, I don't know. It kind of is giving like... No. It's just a monster sunfish.
Just a monster sunfish.
Oh, whoa.
Boy, he smacked the tar out of that.
Ooh.
Whoa, look at that thing. Nice one.
Yeah, he's pure. He's pretty.
I'm going to put on, continuing my my own water-based narcissism...
Mm-hmm.
Another woolly bugger that I tied. I'm putting on a white one now.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing if that...
I mean, I think that if anything right now is going... Well, I mean, not if anything, but I think, like, that's got a pretty decent chance of pulling in...
pretty solid bet.
A bass, yeah. And even, like, some of the larger green sunfish. Whoop.
Dang!
Woo!
Matthew's on a run.
Whoa! I like to, it's like when they come in, it's like they make like these like, it's like they're like drawing a like squiggly lines. Oh, he's
very
like red,
nice
like
sunfish.
a
good Lord.
Look how red he is.
Wow. Really,
it's like
I
a
guess
salmon.
We don't know if that's, we're seeing a sort of a flush of mating colors, but very nice. I'm just going to position myself towards the shore a little bit.
Yeah, they've been like swallowing them, like this, the squirmy wormy, pretty deep.
Yeah.
It's like, good thing I got the hemostat on it here.
Yeah.
Should maybe just make sure.
We're also probably, last cast today is probably back to our catch and release ways.
Yeah, I'm going to actually like bend down the barb on this.
That's a good idea.
That's the kind of guy I am, Jamie.
That is.
I mean, I don't want to say. I mean, I don't want to say I'm like exactly like Gandhi. he was probably a better dresser than me.
Yeah, you both hate underwear.
Oh yeah, that's pretty much true. We're both obsessed with toilets.
Yes.
Yeah.
And convinced that that is a civilizing force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So we're looking at 4-1 right now. You're really kind of running it with the squirmy wormies.
Tell you, man, I got a whole bag of them if you want some.
All right, I may cave on that. I'm
mean, I kind of wish they were hitting top water, but you know, what can you do? Do you want me to move the anchor?
Reposition the boat so I can get a shot at the shore here.
Yeah, I'll put up the anchor.
All right. Oof. Oh, there we go. Oh yeah.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
The white woolly bugger?
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh. 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 You do the swearing now?
Huh?
Oh. What is that?
Got him?
Got something, but he's not fighting. He's like going in the same, oh, that's weird. He was going in the same direction as us.
Wow.
I've never had that.
Yeah. Starting to pick up. Fish seem like they're holding very tight to shore, which is a very spawny and territorial thing to do. Oh, there we go. Ah, man. Huh. I've switched to a white woolly bugger that I tied, that Matthew showed me how to tie, and really just seems like they're keying on to lighter colors right now.
Really?
Yeah. You got your glow-in-the-dark woolly bugger, which kind of looks sort of a light, you know, glow-in-the-dark rubber. Oh, Matthew's hooked up again.
Without the barb, I got to keep it tense.
Got to keep it. Yeah, this is a real skill test right here.
That's right. Like Gandhi.
Much like Gandhi.
Much like Gandhi making salt.
We're into some very nice pre-spawn sunfish right
Man,
now.
Look, he's like almost completely a circle.
Wow.
It's like he's got this forehead is that puffed out.
Amazing. That is a biggie.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, and it came out. Very nice.
Good job. That's one of the first barbless catches I think we featured on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Probably something we should strive to do more.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of what we catch, nobody really cares if this dolphin dies.
Huh?
I mean, a lot of what we're catching, nobody cares if they die.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, okay, yeah, there's one less sunfish in the world. You've done the work of 1/100th of an osprey.
Right, exactly. You know, I guess it wasn't really, I mean, I knew some of your basic birds of prey, but mm-hmm. it wasn't since... you and I become friends that I really become aware of birds. You're more of a well-rounded naturalist than I am, so you know all that stuff.
Yeah, and it is like a necessary criteria of our friendship that you do be less ignorant in general. And I was like, Jamie, you're gonna have to know birds, or otherwise I can't talk to you.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It's like just go home. You know, and yeah, study.
Yeah, it's like that.
Son of a.
Got it? All right.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah. Yeah, bird illiteracy has, has ruined a lot of famous friendships. I hear that's really what led to the Beatles breaking up.
It's true. I don't know. So what's our strategy going to be here? We're just going to keep on...
I think we should just keep working this shoreline. There's some real nice spots all the way down.
Yeah. It's usually what we do, kind of like work in a circle.
Yeah. Especially about 50 yards up, that shoreline has usually just been...
Yeah, just the whole thing's
great for bass.
The whole way?
Yeah.
But for... I don't know. How are you for food? Did you get lunch already?
I did, but I was like for dinner. I'll buy dinner.
Why are you buying dinner? Didn't you buy like the last dinner?
Where did we eat last time?
We did not eat after Lake Woltery Long, but
that's
we did
right.
After Georgetown. We did Burger University.
Oh yeah. Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah, that was quite the hit.
Matthew really laying into a big, I'm thinking a big breeder sunfish. Man, I may have to go with one of those squirmies.
Yeah. Oh, look at that head shaking.
Oh, yeah. Whew. Beauty.
Oh, you little guy. It's way down in there. Are you sad about that?
All right. Let me see if I can entice one of these guys.
Bass will take a glow-in-the-dark squirmy worm. Yeah, I've had it happen.
That's true.
Not as often, probably, as a white woolly bugger.
That was, that was kind of what I was hoping, was to just, you know, lay into like a real, you know, about a 2-pounder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then just like rub my face in it.
I wouldn't do that.
I'd do it for you, Jamie.
I know. Well, you know, it's... I was really having a good time, and then Matthew just started being this real dick about all the fish he was catching. All right, come on. That's got to be worth something right there.
I say we should move down.
You got it.
Like another 100 feet, like, and
sure.
Then another couple of casts here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish it was top water.
Yeah,
totally
I know.
Wish it was top water.
So gratifying. Pretty much the most fun fishing in fishing is top water mm-hmm. fishing.
Top water and a fly rod.
Oh yeah.
I mean that and catching a giant drum.
Giant drum. Yes.
Yeah, that's also really fun.
That is my own El Dorado. Shimmering in the distance. I have not done that yet. Best I've done was hooked a pretty nice, pretty big rat red down at a packery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You were...
I don't think I've really done rat red that often or that well.
You were busy. You were busy catching... I think you were chasing a sheep's head down at the, down at those mm-hmm. pink signs, down at the gut. And the ditch, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And, some guys helped me kind of get it up to the rock.
Yeah.
And I was getting ready to scoop it, and it got off. Mm. But that was a pretty good one. Shortly thereafter, I caught that snook. And,
oh, jeez, that snook. My God.
Super fun. Super fun.
That's got to be... That's a feather in your cap, man, that snook. And I got it on video.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that and like when Cyril Choquet of Chasing Monsters caught that snook, I was like, oh, I've caught one of those.
Yeah.
They do fight well, don't they, Cyril? Of course, his is about 4 times the size of mine. Here, let me get this in.
No, you take your time.
All right.
Play it out. White woolly buggers still?
Still, yeah.
But we went pretty heavy on that one, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, and like I've got a split shot on it too.
Oh, you got the orange leader. Hmm.
Do you think that could be having an effect?
No, I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah,
I mean,
for these guys, you know, come on.
Well, yeah, for warm water fish in particular.
Yeah.
And I'm of the theory, or the philosophy that they always see the line.
Right.
You know, it's not like they never. Like they ever like not see the line.
Right.
It's just, you know, like they're just not smart enough to realize what it means.
Right.
Although I have to say, like you have had better luck in the quad when you had lighter line than me.
Right.
So.
Right.
Maybe not right here.
Yeah, I wonder if I should take the shot off. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't need the shot in here. It's only like 3 feet deep. Are you hitting up on the bottom?
No.
Huh.
I'll pull it off for now. It's a lot easier to cast, I'll say that.
Free lining, man. Free lining nymphs. That's what it's all about.
What's that?
Free lining nymphs. It's the one true sportsmanship-ishness.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
There we go.
Oh, that's got to
be worth something.
Come on.
Come on.
That was a great cast.
I know. It was probably one of the all-time best casts in human history.
That was a good cast, too.
Like, Lefty Cray is spinning in his grave right now.
Uh-huh. Lefty Cray, yeah.
Mm. Oops. That is not a fish. The great thing about sunfish is that they just don't care about nice presentations.
No, they don't. They're very democratic in that way.
You are not rewarded for being delicate.
You're not rewarded for what?
For being delicate.
No. I don't know. I'm thinking about maybe switching to some ultralight, my tiny trap,
sure.
And seeing if that... See if that wakes up any of these largemouths cruising around.
I mean, just because I'm going all fly rod, I mean, that doesn't mean that you should feel that, you know, if you go to a spinning rig that you're any less than I am in any way, other than using a spinning rod when I'm using fly rod.
Other than using some vulgar mechanical advantage.
I mean, I'm sure you can have plenty of fun doing it that way, Jamie.
Sure.
No, I'd be interested to see if you catch anything. I don't know, I'm not getting any hits.
Nor am I.
What's going on with this?
No, all right. I'm going to, yeah, let me just bring this in kind of slow. Although I did see, before I cast over here, I saw some motion. Ah, my casting is garbage. Whoa.
Go for the E.
Utter garbage. And
just ignore all the comments I make about it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I also feel like it might make sharing our sharing the canoe a little easier right now.
Sure, yeah, it is hard with two people.
Yeah.
During the fly rod.
Yeah.
One tiny little boat. Boot. Alright, well, I'm gonna switch up too. Maybe to something else. It might be fun. Might try that. What was it called? I forget. It was like the. It's like that strange little streamer that's like. Climber minnow or something.
The what now? Oh, is that that thing that you tied that has the iridescent back?
Yeah, it's got like the nylon tubing thing.
Yeah.
What was that called?
Was that an Orvis
No.
pick?
Oh. No, that was like the forums were talking about that.
For a white bass?
Mm-hmm.
Something we've never seen in here. The only things we've caught out of here have been various sunfish species and largemouths.
Yeah, no, there's not going to be any white bass in here.
There might be a couple of big old catfish at on the bottom.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
Sort of hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting fat and sassy.
Getting jiggy with it.
That's right. That's a shout out to Amber Napadal.
Hey, Amber.
Hey, Amber. Thanks for doing awesome piano work on the theme. And for your genial good spirit. What are you putting on now?
It's that
climber?
Yeah, or whatever it's called. Maybe it's called that? I can't remember. Climber is probably not right. That's like a type of... Oh, that got hit.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, look at that. There's like a little baby bass following it.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good looking fly.
I don't know. It kind of looks ridiculous to me.
Really?
It looks like it doesn't have enough. Never mind. Forget what I said about it being ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Matthew's hooked up. Hey, little puppy bass. First of the day.
Oh, it's bigger than a puppy.
Nicer than a puppy. That's a nice little, a year or two old one.
Oh, it came off.
Oh, it came off. Is that one a barbless?
No, I don't think so. No. I decided I had enough with morality.
Yeah.
And mercy.
Dang. Matthew.
Wow, that's this is a wow, and this is
Matthew hooking up again on a very big sunfish.
Jeez.
Maybe they're keying in on smaller stuff. Even smaller than the tiny trap, which would put us into really micro territory. So that was on the climbers?
Or whatever it's called. I have no idea what it's called. Something minnow.
two on the climber's motorcycle manual, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I can't. I'm thinking it's not actually that. I think I'm thinking of the motorcycle manual.
Right.
The actual name is something else, I think. I may never know.
You
might. I may never find the obscure reference on a forum to an obscure hill country.
It's true.
Guide who invented this.
Oh, it's a hill country.
Pattern? Yeah, this is local.
Oh. My other
oh.
big one.
Big something.
Hit.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got a hit too.
Sure, Jamie.
You were saying.
I think it's a hysterical hit.
All right.
Wow, that's pretty big.
Nice big sunfish Man. Caught on the tiny trap.
That no way that tiny trap, if that were an actual fit, like bait fish, would fit in that fish's
no,
mouth.
No, not at all. Not at all. It is so much bigger than this fish's mouth. All right. Settling the score a little bit. So we know our sunfish are hungry.
Mm-hmm. And the bass. I got some bass on the line there.
Got a couple.
At least one.
Really going to town on those guys.
This is my only fly like this, though. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I got something I think that would be equivalent. All right. I am throwing down the gauntlet.
Dun-dun.
Gauntlet is thrown.
Dunk.
Gonna put on...
You, Matthew, shall meet me at dawn. In deadly fish off.
Well, you will do me the honor of allowing me to shoot you through the head.
Sorry, what's the gauntlet? What are you switching to? I want to know.
The gauntlet I'm throwing.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that looks... Very nice, very nice. Putting a real bend in Matthew's rod.
Oh, wow, yeah. It's shaking his head like a sunfish, though. Oh, round circles. Going
nah,
flat.
Big sunfish.
Oh, yeah, jeez. Oh, sorry.
Bonked into the side of the canoe there, but they are the...
He's got a lot of skull on him, I can
tell.
Yeah,
they're tough little fish. Big E rating.
Oh, yes.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
yes. Nice one.
Yes,
yep.
come on. No,
good
no, no,
large
no.
mouth.
Whoosh.
Bill, beautiful.
Oh.
Matthew with a very nice undisclosed location. Largemouth bass. Oh, well, about a foot. You want to weigh and measure?
No, I don't know about your weight thing, man.
It works. It's great. It accurately weighed my amplifier. Oh, there we go. Oh, crap. Lost him. Got to be worth something there. It's cast on the shoreline there. All right. Oh, come on. Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
Finally. No, no. Oh, there we go. Nice big sunfish for Jamie.
Yeah.
All right, yes. Finally.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
All right, we're essentially full circle now.
Yep.
Having, a little bit farther, having cast to pretty much every corner of this pond, a pond which most normal people wouldn't bother bringing a canoe to. Maybe, I think you should work on a Tommy Wiseau character.
Maybe I will, Matthew. That's a great idea. Oops. All right. I'll work on my joyless laugh.
I'm here in Earth number 9, maybe, and I'm with the President of the United States, Tommy Wiseau.
Hello.
And we're fishing in, this is the pond in Camp David, is that right?
It is in Camp David, or Camp David, I call it, because I'm so familiar with it.
You like that one? Okay, alright. Okay, no, this is alright, we're good. We can keep going. Okay.
All right.
the tortoise are good.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Check. Hello. All right. Here we are at one of East Austin's wonderful Mexican restaurants, one of my favorites that Matthew turned me on to. And this is our segment of the podcast that we like to call That Wasn't That Bad. This is probably the most dishonest, disingenuous segment of That Wasn't That Bad that listeners have yet experienced, because we had a wonderful trip, a great trip.
Yeah, I think we haven't had this much action since Matagorda.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, it started out kind of slow. We thought we were too early to be fishing there. Matthew, right off the top, catching a lot on fly rod. I was cycling through a couple of patterns. Didn't really hit on something they wanted until I started throwing a kind of this yellow kind of grub mealworm looking thing. And just, you know, just sort of bringing it back. And they really went crazy for that. Mm. And then the topwater bite really kicked in a huge way. And it was extremely exciting.
It's interesting the way that, like, different flies and different times of day and different weather circumstances. No, thank you. Mm-hmm. Got a horchata.
Excellent.
Like, at first we were just catching, like, all these bluegills. They're pretty much identical. Just, like, every third or fourth cast.
Yeah.
That fly, whatever it was, we looked doing great.
The one that you guys learned the pattern from the...
The forum.
The white bass fly.
Yeah, everything was taken down. I got largemouth, got bluegills, and then it was like down at the end, like, suddenly we're starting to see some green sunfish hitting the top. And then everything was hitting top.
Oh, yeah. We had one of our rarest occurrences with this podcast. Our fishing trips in general, we had two, maybe even three double hookups where we both hooked up and brought fish in at the same time. That very rarely happens.
It's because we were getting like hits over cast. So it was like, statistically, it just had to happen.
It was ridiculous how that was happening. It was, wow. That was crazy. But,
I mean, according to the calendar, this is the time of year for the UL.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the calendar said? Okay.
Yeah, we've had good luck this time of year before.
Yeah.
So.
Beginning of April. Good to know. First week of April.
Yeah. So, I mean, what I'd say is the rest of April, maybe we can hit some more, like, creeks. Maybe we can do some carp fishing down on Lady Bird.
Yeah.
And then, like, towards the end of the month, when it's warming up, go back to Lake Long in a big way.
Right. And then, not to beat a secret dead horse to death, but visiting our undisclosed location at least one more time.
Yeah.
Before the algae comes in and kind of scums it over.
I mean, we're catching so many fish. We must have caught every fish over 5 inches, like, at least once. At least, like, 60%.
I stopped counting sunfish and probably caught in the neighborhood of about 8 to 10 bass. Yeah, somewhere in there. And you caught just as many. You actually, I think you caught more fish than me, but it was an exciting trip.
And that victory lap at sunset, that was intense. That was like the speed round on Jeopardy.
Yeah. The lightning round, if you will.
If we were, assuming that we were smart at New Hampshire. When in reality, the lightning round would be terrifying.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you want to reach us, what is it, Last Podcast or at Last Podcast on Instagram, is that right?
Yeah, basically any email you can write to jamie@lastcastpodcast.com or matthew@lastcastpodcast.com. We'll get it.
And it's J-A-M-E-Y, or is it spelled?
And they could spell it with five R's. And I'll get to it.
Really? Okay, great. Yeah. Good to know. Good to know. All right. So, sure. That'd be great.
Oh, for more. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And for the last cast podcast, in summary, a wonderful trip.
Mm-hmm.
And we're never going home.
We're never going home.
I like the mouthful, never going home. That was good.
Yeah.
Sweet.